The two white clouds of angels. Then I fell asleep again, and in my dreams these words were spoken to me, "Look at these clouds." It was just such clouds as these that enshrouded the heavenly host who proclaimed to the shepherds the birth of the world's Redeemer. I awoke and looked out of the car window again, and there were the two large white clouds, as white as snow. They were distinct, separate clouds, but one would approach and touch the other, and for a moment they would blend together, then they would separate, and remain as distinct as before. They did not disappear, but continued in sight throughout the forenoon. At 12 o'clock we changed cars, and I did not see the clouds anymore. She was led to ponder the thought of the angels of God going before them. She rejoiced in their guardianship and the assurance of heaven's special blessings in the work to be done in Brisbane. It was thought that it would not be a large camp meeting, for there were not more than 175 Sabbath keepers scattered throughout all of Queensland, and few of these had much to boast of in the way of this world's goods. A. G. Daniels in his report, published in the October 15 Union Conference Record, spoke of some of the problems they faced. In the first place, the difficulty the camp meeting committee experienced in securing a campground made it seem for a time that there was no place in Brisbane for such a meeting. Then came the difficulty of securing an attendance of our people large enough to make the meeting appear like a camp meeting. We have had the impression that in order to have our camp meetings draw the public, we must have a large showing on the ground. Another difficulty was a lack of funds. The treasurer was not able to send those managing the meeting a single pound before the meeting began. They put their own personal money in where it was needed, and borrowed from their friends. At first we were perplexed to know how we would be able to get all the preliminary work done. There were but few men, and they were scattered over a vast area of country. Altogether there were as many difficulties connected with the holding of this meeting as any we have held in this country. But the Lord wrought for them marvelously. A good lot was found 3 miles from the Brisbane City Post Office. It was set back from the street far enough to escape the noise of passing vehicles. Men from all parts of the colony came in early to help pitch the camp. Including the children, 118 Seventh-day Adventists came to the camp meeting, some traveling nearly 1,000 miles. 31 family tents were pitched, and there were 2 large meeting tents. The counsel given the year before, to take the people of the city by surprise, was followed here. The camp was quickly pitched, then 2 or 3 days before the meeting was to open, short articles appeared in the daily papers, a few large cards were placed in shop windows, and 5,000 copies of a 4-page camp meeting paper were distributed from house to house. Added to this, the tramway company placed, on all the trams passing the campground, calico signs, 5 feet by 2 feet 6 inches, on which were neatly painted the words Camp Meeting, Logan Road. Ibid. These trams ran the full length of the main street of Brisbane every 7 minutes. This advertising was provided without charge.